There was more success on the awards front for Kerry as well, because Tralee-based writer Alva Keoghan won the award for Best Script Drama for her four-part series that featured on Channel 4 called Trespasses. And she's with me on the line. Alva, good morning to you, and thanks so much for talking to me on the programme. Before we go any further, before I even bring you on air, I wanted to, I suppose, give people an idea of exactly what Trespasses is in more detail.
Okie doke.
If he's anything like my husband, he'll have them off in 5 minutes.
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Where have you been all night?
Have you thought about the risk if people find out about you and Micah?
So you might need someone watching your back. Well, I think I'm already being watched.
Forget about getting your heart broken. You're risking much more than that.
My circumstances are complicated. I am more than happy to take my chances with you, Kushner.
Take yourselves off. Spray country.
No.
You did this because she was a Protestant.
Don't marry a Catholic.
I suggest you stop before you say something you regret.
Is there something you want to tell me, Kushner?
Please, don't hurt my family.
I do not expect you to give up your life for me.
You've got to carry what life throws at you.
We cannot let boys with guns tell us how to live.
This is going to be really bad, isn't
it? It doesn't have to.
Here you go, High Drama. That's Trespasses, the trailer for the four-part series. And Alva, listen, congratulations. Well done. What an achievement. What
thank
an award
you,
to win.
Thank you.
Were you absolutely delighted? Were you expecting it in any way?
You're always half dreading the win in case you do have to go up and say something, to be honest. And so I just was trying to coast in as calm as possible, and any expectation was all to play for. It really was. And we were up against Blue Lights, and I'm a massive Blue Lights fan.
Yeah.
It was so appreciated because it was a labour of love from the very get-go. So the whole team were thrilled for the win. And then Natalie got an award for the hair and makeup, and then Lola got it for her leading actress performance, which... she's incredible in it. Anyone who's seen it will say that was a well-deserved award. So,
brilliant stuff. And you had a great night, I take it, after that.
Super. Well, we had a great night before that, actually, because my brother-in-law won an IFTA, and he's on his way to the Oscars in 2 weeks. So we were chuffed for him. He got it for short animation. Retirement Plan is the name of it. So we knew that Nana Kelly at home watching would be delighted. You know, it was a lovely weekend to bring home two statuettes to the Kelly House in Dublin that weekend. Yeah,
that's it was good. That's absolutely brilliant. That's amazing. Tell me about Trespasses. This is the story of a Catholic teacher and a Protestant solicitor defending IRA members. The forbidden relationship in the 1970s Northern Ireland is an adaptation of Louise Kennedy's novel.
Yes, and Louise was there on the night as well. Louise is phenomenal. She's just good sauce. She's brilliant. So I would say it's a kind of forbidden love on so many levels. Politically, they're on opposite sides of the divide. But then he's older and married as well. So that's an extra layer of complication. And it's an incredible novel. I mean, it was on so many best of lists the year it came out. I think it was 22. It's much beloved. But it's also really suitable for adaptation because of the sense of place. Like, Belfast is a real character in it, and the time, that sense of kind of creeping dread that things are getting more and more serious as the love affair progresses and the stakes are getting bigger. No, it was a gift. I will say that. It was an absolute gift to adapt.
What did it take to get it made, Alva?
It took... I would say, weirdly, like Gillian Anderson coming on very, very early doors moves the dial because of her profile.
Yeah.
And she had read it with Amanda, the producer, in their book club. And so she was in EP from the very beginning, an executive producer. So she did help enormously. And then, you know, getting Louise's, buying the options, and then taking it to Channel 4 and Channel 4 buying in. It was, we were very lucky. We hit... every green light going, which doesn't always happen. And many writers will tell you they labour over a piece of work maybe for 2 or 3 years, and for various reasons, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't go, as they say. And it's heartbreaking. So we were very fortunate. Yeah, it went.
Yeah, and then just to such success as well, winning these sort of awards, and the reaction from people who loved the book, obviously, but then loved the way the series was put together.
Yes, yeah, but everyone brought their A game. If you saw the production design, like the sense of place, the performances, the direction on it, yeah, the soundtrack, it's just, and you know what's so lovely about it is it's only 4 hours. So conceivably you could do it on a rainy day, the whole thing, and really cry your eyes out for this couple that you've fallen in love with over the 4 hours. It's yeah, it's a very self-contained piece, which I think is a good thing, because we're drowning in content at the minute. And if I hear of a, you know, a series and I'm too late to the game, I probably won't bother trying to catch up, because I just, you know, I'm drowning in content. So the 4 hours of it all is nice. You can, yeah, you can consume the whole thing.
I was going to ask you, what is it like now, getting things done, trying to make things? Is it as hard as it always was? But there's a demand, I'd take it, for content. But then there's a lot of stuff out there that's just, you know, the word is filler for streaming services. But, you know, there still is there still a premium on quality? I suppose the question I'm trying to ask.
There is a premium on quality, but everyone is risk averse because we're in uncertain times. So that is why anything with an existing intellectual property, like a novel that's done well, or a podcast that found an audience, anything they can adapt with an existing audience is less risky. So they are being, so there are book scouts are hoovering up all these. So I get so many scripts sent to me that are novels yet to be published, but already there's buzz about them, because they're so valuable, you know. So there's a lot of adaptations.
Is that why we're seeing so many repeats and so many remakes of originals, so many Marvel Cinematic Universe? Not that there's anything wrong with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but we're seeing only things being made that like have that almost guaranteed audience because of the cost involved, or the fear
so
of.
It's so hard. Yeah, it's so hard to get people to the cinema, and I mean, go down to the Omniplex on a Tuesday night in Tralee. You know, it's hard. It's hard to get people in the door. And so what they want are these big blockbustery ones. So horror, for example, is doing really well in Tralee Omniplex, because groups of teenagers go together on a Friday night as an event. But it's very hard to get people to go and see a gentle drama, you know, and pay the price and head in the door. So it's very genre sell. So it's horror, comedy, adaptations, things that are very specifically targeting a certain existing audience. That's the easier mountain at the minute.
Yeah. And then you don't get, unfortunately, you don't always get the things that would surprise people and attract people into the cinema and say, this is, my God, that was brilliant. I had no idea what it was about, and it came out and you feel kind of transformed. Whereas if you go for a blockbuster, you kind of know what you're going to get before you go in the door.
Yes,
and then
that
means it's harder to get things made in the first place.
Yeah, it really, really is. And then that's where front of camera talent really helps move the dial, because, you know, if you get a big star attaching to a small passion project, they can literally get the whole thing financed for that team. Whether that's right or wrong, it just is the way it is. And I think even looking at Jessie Buckley's career, she's made such engaged and smart and impassioned choices about her career. And she's being rewarded for that originality. But that's because she's a smart woman engaged in culture and doesn't want to be just churning them out. So, you know, if you look at her film choices, they're always interesting.
Certainly are.
We had an Up the Kingdom moment, actually. I was just getting the award backstage. You have to do a kind of photo yoke and whatever. And I was just leaving and she was just coming in, and we just did a little, you know, arm squeeze and Up the Kingdom, and it was nice. It was nice. We were represented. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Malcolm was there. Malcolm Willis and Alex Fegan were also there representing Kerry with Mary Lucy. So there was a Kerry contingent, and on these big nights you find each other out. It's nice, you know? You find each other out.
Yeah. Well, It's absolutely brilliant from that point of view that there's such that sort of success that's coming out with Malcolm and Alex. You talked about there is a documentary filmmaker,
yes,
and there's that artistic side.
Yeah.
And that there's that artistic side that's coming out. We have the Foo Fighters playing secret gigs in Dingle on a Sunday night, Alva, and we have Jesse Buckley and herself winning awards in the films. Nobody knew. Nobody. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Nobody knew.
Sorry, I'm just having a aha moment as to what some of these text messages I was getting mean. Okay, so they did play Sunday night. I actually didn't know what was going on. Okay. You've just enlightened me there. And can I do a shout out to.
You can.
To a few people who helped me. Because I'm fairly rubbish at the whole getting ready for these things. So Sinead Nolan for just doing my hair and always doing my hair and keeping me on the straight and narrow. And Maeve Keane, who did my lashes. And I had that woman tormented Thursday with my insecurity about how big the lashes were. And they were actually amazing. I got so many compliments. So thanks to Maeve. And then a shout out to Nisha O'Fraylon. I didn't get to shout him out from the stage at IFTA, and I promised I would. So this is my shout out to Nisha, my little pal.
Yeah, brilliant. Alva, where to next? What's the plan? Or are you relaxing for a while and basking in the glory of her awards?
No, I'm actually off this week to a TV summit. They run a big, because the TV industry in Ireland is actually just doing so well. So there's a TV summit happening in Galway this week. So I'll be part of that. And they're bringing over the producers and creative team behind Adolescence as a case study. So it'll be great. And then the week after, I am off to London. And I go to London very rarely, but that Kerry Airport to London is a gift. It's a gift.
Yeah.
So I go over, I organise a midweek trip, and I'll do maybe, you know, 3 meetings a day for 2 days. And then conceivably, that's my work for the next year. It's great. That London connection to Kerry is magic for me at the minute. Absolute magic. Yeah,
it allows you to be here and to work in the industry and go where you need to go when you need to get there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so it's all good.
Well, listen, Alva, brilliant stuff. Congratulations, and thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, and continued success to you.
Thanks a million, Jerry. Mind yourself. Bye.
No problem. There you go. Alva Keoghan there was on the line. And IFTA winner for the screenplay for that brilliant series. It was on Channel 4. You can catch it on the Channel 4 player called Trespasses. It got rave reviews. A brilliant drama. 1970s Forbidden Love in Northern Ireland of the time, based on the Louise Kennedy novel, which is hugely popular indeed. Interesting views she had there on the film and television world out there, what it takes to get things made that aren't big blockbusters or guaranteed, come with a guaranteed, let's say, fan audience.